Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, good day, everyone. This is Karen Marie Campbell of the Spirit Within You. And today I have the pleasure of introducing my co-host, Monica Bickerstaff, who is a holistic, certified aromatherapist, clinically trained, as well as an herbalist. So you know she is my best buddy. She's who I go to when I have some challenges in my body temple, or when my hair is not behaving the way I want it to. She makes this a fabulous formulation for anyone who wants it, and it works really well, and it smells awesome. So without further ado, Monica, how are you?
I am wonderful, Karen. Thank you for having me. I'm digging and vibing on all of you all, my dear, dear soulful spirits, and I am ready to talk about this topic of, I'm calling this Dear Stress, Let's Break Up. Everywhere I look, everyone I speak with, it seems like there's a lot of stress that we're holding in our body temples right now. And did you all know that studies show that our lives are actually more stressful during the summer months? Now, I know right about now I'm stressed. I can't speak for you all, but I also know that the more stress we hold in our bodies, the more we live our day-to-day lives in fight or flight mode. And that's not healthy at all, because we do know that stress may cause migraine headaches. It lowers your immune system and makes you more susceptible to viral infections like colds and the flu. And chronic stress held in the body temple over a period of time may cause chronic illnesses like heart disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. So as your certified holistic health practitioner, my areas of expertise are as a certified aromatherapist, a master herbalist, and a traditional Chinese medicine energy healer. So with me, you've got a triple threat, and I'm going to look at stress from different angles. Basically, I just want to provide you with holistic health-wise tips that you may wish to try and incorporate into your wellness lifestyle. So why don't we begin? I always love to begin these Ask the Aromatherapist calls with the Ujjayi breath. Now, Ujjayi is also called Victory, the Victory breath. So right there, when you say Victory, you automatically feel a bit empowered. I know I do. I know I'm sitting up straighter now than I was just a couple of minutes ago. And with Ujjayi, you want to approach it from either a full seated position with your feet firmly grounded on the floor, your back straight and your shoulders back, or you may also sit comfortably in a lotus position with your back straight and your shoulders back. And you must keep an open throat. You're going to inhale from your root chakra. So as you inhale, I want you all to just think about things that make your spirit happy, things that make you joyful, people's faces, little puppies, little kittens, baby smiles, their little laughs, okay? So as you inhale, you're going to inhale all of those positive images. And then as you exhale, you're going to exhale what I call our toxisms. And toxisms can be anything, but the bottom line is you want to use this Ujjayi breath to rid your body temple of those toxisms. So let's do two together. At the count of 3, 2, 1, you want to inhale Ujjayi and exhale. And again, inhale. Now with Ujjayi, it's actually so relaxing that you want to do those breaths as many times as necessary to rid yourself of stress. And you may like to burn candles while you practice Ujjayi, or incense of your choice. Right now in my diffuser, I have a combination of lavender, jasmine, and ylang ylang that's soothing my spirit for today. So whatever calms you down, it's all about you at this point. Use whatever it takes to help to make your environment stress less and help to make you more comfortable as you practice Ujjayi breath. I usually like to practice Ujjayi for about 10 minutes when I'm feeling really stressed. And the wonderful thing about it is even when I'm driving, if I'm in a stressful situation while driving, I drive with my right hand on the wheel. So I literally take my left hand and place it over my heart, maybe at a stop sign or stop light, and practice a couple of Ujjayi, and that tends to calm me down. Now, let me share with you about...
Monica, if yes. I would, before you start to share,
yes.
I just want to offer to the listening audience, it is scientifically proven that when you are in a stressed emotional situation, whether it be anxiety or anything else, it's scientifically proven that if you are focused on the breath, the brain cannot go into those deepest, darkest areas and breathe at the same time. So the breath work, that's why the breath work in different modalities and different cultures and different spiritualities are so important to the body, because where it places you, it has the ability to place you in a place of peace. So I just wanted to give that information to the listening audience so that they really understand that breath work is not just a breathing, but there's a science behind it, and we
yes.
know this works because we both use it for ourselves.
Yes.
So thank you.
Thank you for sharing that, Karen. That's so important. Exactly. We're not just, you know, breathing just to be breathing. Don't take your breath for granted. I guess if that's some advice that I would share with you today, as Karen has just so fluently expressed, do not take your breath for granted, all right? There's a reason why we need to breathe and breathe healthfully and breathe peacefully, all right? It's healthy for us to breathe. To kind of complement what you just shared, Karen, in traditional Chinese medicine, it's believed that the emotions are considered the major cause of internal disease, and that prolonged stress can cause an overload of any one of these emotions: joy, anger, grief, fright, and that can cause serious injury to our internal organs. So what I wanted to share with you next is based on my traditional Chinese medicine expertise. These seven, I'm going to give you these seven emotions. And sometimes when we're stressed out, we feel all of them at once. Other times, I know that I can definitely feel anxiety and anger at the same time, or even anxiety and fear, or fear and fright. A lot of these emotions we experience as a combo. But the first one I'm going to share with you may surprise you, because the first one is joy. And when we think of joy, we don't think that it causes stress. We think that it's more of a stress release. But in fact, excessive joy in the body temple can cause overstimulated agitation, and that may lead to problems with the heart. And according to our studies, we know that there are two essential oils that may support your heart muscle if you are experiencing excessive joy, and they are lavender and sandalwood. So keep those two in mind when we're speaking about excessive joy that we may be experiencing. Now, just the opposite of joy, we have anger. Anger affects the liver, and you may experience migraine headaches, high blood pressure, digestive disorders, and spleen problems with stressed anger in your body. And we can offer essential oils that may support this emotion and that may support your liver when you're experiencing strong anger. And those essential oils are jasmine, bergamot, orange, patchouli, and ylang ylang. And as I'm looking at the list of these oils, especially the jasmine and the ylang ylang and the patchouli, I'm seeing a direct correlation between the supportive nature of these essential oils and our endocrine system, our hormones. So, this is for both women and men, because patchouli essential oil, men, those of you who are out there listening, that's one essential oil that helps to support your testosterone, whereas jasmine, ladies, helps us in support of our estrogen. And ylang ylang helps to support both of us. So I'm looking at anger as a correlation to hormonal imbalance, that we can't let anger take over. All right? The third emotion that I'd like to share is anxiety. Now, anxiety held in the body causes injury to the lungs. And so those of you who may experience anxiety disorders, you may find that when you're anxious, your breathing is shallow. You also may find those of you who may suffer with asthma, when you're under extreme anxiety, you may find yourselves in the space of experiencing an asthma attack. And anxiety also affects our large intestine. So essential oils that we look to support the anxious anxiety emotion and the lungs and our large intestines are cedarwood, clary sage, geranium, and frankincense. All right, now let's look at pensiveness. We don't talk a lot about pensiveness, but someone who walks with a pensive nature may be very, very worried all the time, may lack direction, may lack courage in some ways, and pensivity affects our spleen. Now, the affected spleen can cause fatigue and lethargy. So essential oils that we look to support our spleen include ginger, black pepper, lemon, cypress, peppermint, and rosemary. Grief. We all know stress-related grief. And believe it or not, a lot of times we hold our hearts, we clutch our hearts when we're grieving. But the first organ that's affected when we're grief-stricken are our lungs. So if you've ever experienced overwhelming grief, and I have, you're literally just, to coin a phrase, it takes your breath away, right? You can't breathe. Your lungs are directly affected. And essential oils that may support you during this time, and I would recommend diffusing one or more of these essential oils, are cypress, frankincense, rose, and sandalwood. Fear cripples the entire body. Fear also directly first affects our kidneys. And a few essential oils that may support the emotion of fear and support our kidneys during this time: cedarwood, clary sage, grapefruit, jasmine, and orange. And just a side note, a sidebar, when we're also looking at supporting and nurturing our kidneys, let's not forget our adrenal glands. Our adrenal glands sit atop our kidneys, and I'm bringing this up because when I'm stressed, I suffer with adrenal fatigue. So you want to make sure that you are keeping your kidneys healthy, keeping your adrenals healthy so that everything is working, okay? All right. And then the final emotion, fright. Fright. What happens when we're frightened? That's another emotion that cripples our entire body. Literally, you stop frozen paralyzed in one specific place if you're frightened. And you have a dual organ combo here, the heart and the kidneys. So your heart starts beating fast, palpitating fast. Your kidneys, you might also experience a kidney release when we're frightened. That's very, very common. The three essential oils that in traditional Chinese medicine tradition we offer to support those who are holding fright in their bodies are frankincense, lavender, and rose. So there you have our seven emotions. When you look at the list, when you categorize them like that, and when you realize how in any given stressful situation, we may go through a series of one or more, two or more, of these emotions at the same time. So just think what happens to our bodies, to our organs, if we don't find a way after the situation has occurred to release the stress. Keep that in mind. Get that visual. Keep that in mind. Leave you hanging with all of this information about stress and stress release without offering lifestyle modifications. So we definitely talked about breath and how important and how science supports breath as a way, major, major way to release stress from our body temples. I'd also like to add to that to just, you know what, take a stress break. Stressless, stress-free, whatever you want to call it, de-stress, decompress. Take a break from all non-essential activities. Turn off the TV. Quiet your cell phone. Step away from the laptop or the PC and just totally unplug. When I get overwhelmed with social media and electronics, I literally shut down. I shut down everything. And I call that my OM break. So that's one of the lifestyle modifications that I would suggest. I mean, instead of connecting with your Mac, with your mate, another lifestyle
modification. I love that. Thank you. I love that one. Thank you.
Another lifestyle modification I would recommend is meditation. Now, we talked about, Karen helped us to understand the scientific studies behind breath and stress. There are also scientific studies that confirm and affirm that meditation decreases anxiety, depression, and it improves decision-making and memory. So meditation, you create your own type of meditation. Some people like to meditate to low tones. Some people need perfect quiet to meditate. But the point is, quiet your mind for those 15 to 20 minutes and meditate. And do you jai? And you may walk away a new person. Another lifestyle modification, exercise, dance it out. I can't express this enough. Whatever exercise you like or you enjoy, do it. Get up and do it. Exercise boosts our serotonin levels, and it just improves our happiness. Dance it out. Get silly. There's nothing like a good old-fashioned laugh when you're stressed. If you live with someone, if you work with someone, even if you're in, I feel people's energy. So even sometimes if I'm in a supermarket line and maybe the person in front of me or behind me, I can feel their stress, I'll make a funny comment. I'll make a funny comment to the cashier. There's nothing more gratifying than to just have a good old-fashioned belly laugh. And then give. Give of yourself. Give time. Give of your strengths to someone else. And this may mean that you volunteer your time to a cause that's your passion, Or you may give to a member of your family. You may give to a friend. But give, give, give. Give of yourself. That also helps to get you out of your mental. If you're self-absorbed, if you're stressed, if you focus on giving to someone else, that gets you out of that agitated state of mind, which can also be all-consuming. And then finally, this is my favorite. Play with animals or babies. If you don't have a baby or an animal, borrow one. But there's nothing better. There's nothing more exhilarating. There's nothing more joyful, good joy, and heart happy, heart healthy, than to play with your pet or play with a baby. You know, just the little baby's eyes looking up at you and they just laugh and giggle for no reason a lot of times. You can't help but laugh and giggle with them, right? So those are my 6 lifestyle modification recommendations.
I love these. These are so awesome. And what I love about what you presented to us, it doesn't take a lot of effort. And I believe the only effort that one would need to put into it is to connect to you, to know that you matter and that you count. And there's nothing outside of you that's far greater than your sacred heart, your sacred space, the song of your soul, I call it. Remember the song of your soul and reach for that each and every single day and ground yourself in that. Whatever the song of your soul is, find it, reach for it, rejoice in it, listen to it every single day and ground yourself in it so that no matter what is going on in your life, you're like the core center of a storm, which is always the quietest, the most still point with all the chaos that goes on around it. You can ground yourself. So, Monica, I want to let people know where they can find you and your information, and then I'll let them know where they can reach out to me.
Wonderful. I'm excited because with this show, I have just launched my YouTube channel. It's Monica Bickerstaff, and the name of my show is Sassy, Sexy, and Ageless with Fountain of Youth Guru, Monica Bickerstaff. So that's where you can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Facebook at Monica Bickerstaff, and I welcome and appreciate all of your emails at sistersage888@aol.com.
And for those of you who are listening, you can also join Monica's Ask the Aromatherapist group on Facebook and actually pose your questions there or private message her, and she will respond back to you immediately. And sometimes when, at least for me, as a practitioner of science of the mind, we always say that there's only one mind and only one thing happening. So why I'm saying that is because when you pose a question, if you're the only one, that question would be for multiple people that you don't even know that it can be helping. So please reach out to Monica. And if you want to speak to me, you can always find me at 702-530-7648. And this is The Spirit Within You. So we have our online store, which is www.thespiritwithinyou, and that's you as in universe. And we'd like you to go back and listen to the archives of the other shows Monica and I have been doing this for years, so you can go back and listen to the archives. These shows are free. We keep them free because we want people to be empowered to take care of their body temple. So,
yes,
Monica, is there anything else you'd like to state?
I would just like everyone to know that it's okay if you're feeling stressed. It's okay to emote those feelings, and it's okay to release that stress. There's no one more important than you and your health and well-being. So, help yourself before you can help others.
And this is Karen Marie Campbell of The Spirit Within You and Monica Bickerstaff of Ask the Aromatherapist. We bid you farewell. Namaste to everyone. Peace and blessings. And take control. You don't have to be stressed. And we are in support of you not being stressed. So take care, everyone.
Namaste.
Until it's done.